a Rayo original podcast.
Hi, I'm Katherine Ryan, and this is Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion, your backstage pass to the science behind staying younger for longer. Sit tight as we take a deeper dive into the research we covered on this week's episode, giving you more clarity, more context, and more Conlon. Plus, Dr. Nick will be serving up her quick fix so you can take action to slow down your aging right now. First up, we're taking a look at some of the wider issues that came up in conversation with Vanessa Feltz on What's My Age Again?
Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
Hi, everyone. It is great to be back with you all. Now, in a recent episode with Vanessa Feltz, she spoke very openly about her lifelong struggle with her weight and her decision to undergo weight loss surgery and how, in her words, if weight loss injections had existed back then, she might have never chosen to undergo this surgery. And that really struck me because weight loss injections have gone from being something that was fairly niche, like a medical treatment, to something that suddenly seems to be absolutely everywhere. It feels like overnight they've moved from clinics into almost mainstream culture, with social media influencers and celebrities, and everyone and the dog almost seems to be talking about them. And I'm getting constantly asked about them now. So in this episode, I really want to unpack the science behind them. What are these drugs? How do they actually work? What do we know about them? And more importantly, what do we not know about them yet? But first, let's go into the science bit. So first of all, let's just start with the basics. So you'll have heard of the brand names of these weight loss injections. They are Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. And these are the big ones that you'll be hearing about all the time. So Ozempic and Wegovy actually both contain the same drug. And this drug is called semaglutide. And the reason that they're marketed as two different brands is because basically they're prescribed at different doses for different medical conditions. So Ozempic is a lower dose that's prescribed for weight loss, and Wegovy is a higher dose that is prescribed for type 2 diabetes. But underneath, they have exactly the same active drug, which is semaglutide. So what is semaglutide and what does it do? Well, it's what we call a GLP-1 receptor agonist. Now, GLP-1 stands for glucagon-like peptide 1. That's glucagon-like peptide 1.
Science word of the week!
GLP-1 is basically a hormone that your body naturally produces in your gut every time you eat. And it's got a couple of jobs. Now, one is to stimulate insulin production to control your blood sugar. Another job is to slow the rate at which your stomach empties. And a third job is to send signals to the brain to tell your body that you are full. So in simple terms, the GLP-1 naturally found in your body will help you to feel full when you eat and also to regulate your blood sugar. Now, a GLP-1 agonist is basically a drug that mimics this hormone. So it activates the same receptor or the same switch in your body, but it works for longer and it's much more powerful than the natural GLP-1 that you produce. So what happens is it means that when you take these injections, you feel fuller, faster, you stay fuller for longer, and you significantly reduce your appetite. Now, Mounjaro works slightly differently because it contains a drug called tirzepeptide, and it works in a slightly different way. Now, how this one works is it activates both the GLP-1 receptor and another hormone pathway called GIP, which is glucose-dependent insulinotrophic polypeptide, meaning that Mounjaro actually has a dual mechanism, so it appears to make it even more potent for weight loss in clinical trials. Now, here's the important part. These medications were originally developed for type 2 diabetes to improve blood sugar control and to reduce cardiovascular risk. But the weight loss was initially observed as a secondary benefit. So over time, higher dose versions were approved specifically for obesity and weight loss. And they are incredibly effective, it must be said. They really do work. So clinical trials have shown that you will get an average weight loss of around 15 to 20% of your body weight. And this is actually comparable to some weight loss surgeries. And this matters because being overweight is very strong strongly associated with increased risk of many serious diseases, things like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, certain cancers, and even osteoarthritis. So anything that can meaningfully reduce excess fat mass can actually reduce the risk of all these diseases and improve your health and potentially also improve biological age markers. But, and this is really crucial, there's a significant caveat to this. And that's when people stop these drugs, most of them will regain the majority of the weight within 12 to 18 months. And that tells us something really important. It tells us that these drugs are suppressing your appetite while you are on them, but they don't permanently reset your metabolism or help to change any lifestyle patterns that may have caused the weight gain in the first place. So for many people, this will become a lifelong medication. And taking a medication for a significant amount of time for life potentially is not without risk. And we know that these drugs do have some common side effects. They have things like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and even fatigue and brain fog. And there's also some more serious risks that are emerging, including pancreatitis, which is basically inflammation of the pancreas. And this occurs in 1 in 100 people. So that is not insignificant. That's quite a lot of people. Another growing concern is malnutrition, because when people are taking these weight loss injections, their appetite is so significantly suppressed that people are just simply not eating. So they're not getting enough protein, they're not getting all the micronutrients, and not really getting enough calories to sustain everyday activity. So what we start to see is reports of muscle loss and people becoming nutrient deficient in some poorly supervised cases where people aren't using it correctly. Now, don't get me wrong, I think these drugs are a huge medical breakthrough, and under proper medical supervision for the right person, these drugs can be life-changing. But we also have to remember that these are powerful metabolic drugs and they deserve to be treated that way. And I think that's where my main concern lies around these, because people are talking about them like they're supplements or like they're the latest gadget, and access to them has become incredibly easy. You can literally go online and get a consultation with minimal oversight by a qualified medical person. And I've actually heard many stories about people manipulating photos using things like fat filters or basically lying about the weight to qualify for these injections that are then just sent out in the post. And that means people are using them when they really don't need them and they're actually unaware or uninformed about the risks. So if you are thinking about weight loss injections, I strongly suggest that you have a face-to-face consultation with a doctor so you can fully discuss the pros and cons and understand the risks and then make an informed decision about whether you think this is something for you.
Dr. Nicola's second opinion.
So in season two of What's My Age Again, Catherine and I were joined on the sofa by a professor who's sometimes known as the gut father in this world. This is Professor Tim Spector. And it's safe to say that I think he was quite impressed by the potential that these weight loss jabs have.
It's probably the biggest medical breakthrough in my career.
Yeah.
If you have obesity, it's a game changer.
What if you don't, but you have an audition?
Then it's really unclear whether the risks outweigh the benefits.
Okay.
The context is absolutely crucial here.
Yeah.
You know, this could be a transformative drug for our public health, preventing diabetes. And in overweight diabetic patients taking it, you know, they get half the rate of nearly all the disease we've looked at so far. It's going to be the continuing story for the next decade or so. The pills will be coming out soon, but we desperately need more studies to work this out. But I think what's really interesting is they probably have these anti-inflammatory effects.
Yeah.
Which are nothing to do with the actual GLP-1, which is this gastric hormone, you know, sending signals of fullness to your brain.
Yeah, so I think it's really good to hear that Professor Tim Spector has many of the same views as I do on this topic. And I think we're both really excited of the future potential that these drugs have.
Dr. Nicola's second opinion.
Okay, so now we're going to head into some questions. And it's safe to say that we have had a lot of questions on this topic in our social media feed. And Catherine's got the first one.
Hi, Dr. Nick. It's Rachel from Leeds. I've been on weight loss jabs for 3 months, and while it's helping, I'm worried about what it might be doing to my metabolism long term. Could you explain what we know so far about how these medications affect aging and whether they can help change my biological age in any way?
Okay, so that is a great question because there is emerging evidence that GLP-1 agonists actually reduce inflammation in our body. They also improve insulin sensitivity and reduce our cardiovascular risk, all of which are associated with healthier aging. And some researchers are now exploring whether microdosing these drugs might have longevity benefits through the anti-inflammatory pathways and improved metabolism that they lead to. But this is still early data, but biologically it is plausible. So it's definitely something that I am excited about and that I'm following in the scientific space. Because we know that lower inflammation and better glucose control often correlate with better biological age. But we don't yet have these long-term longevity trials in healthy populations. So we need to wait for this picture to evolve a little bit. Okay, so our next question is from Donna, who's 36, and she says, I've struggled with weight fluctuations since my second baby. My GP suggested I consider a weight loss jab as I do qualify, but I'm nervous about how it interacts. From a longevity perspective, what should women my age be thinking about before starting these treatments? I've been trying to develop muscle mass post-birth. Okay, Donna. So this is a really important consideration because if you have been trying to increase your muscle mass, clinical trials have shown that actually 20 to 30% of the weight that people lose on these drugs can come from muscle mass. So this is kind of a little bit of a caveat here. And we know that for longevity and aging, muscle is very protective because it supports our metabolic health, it supports our bone density, and also the control of glucose in our body. So I'd say for a woman like yourself who's in the 30s or 40s, especially postpartum, building and preserving muscle should be a priority. And if weight loss is achieved using these jabs without adequate protein intake and also resistance training, there is a large risk that you might lose muscle alongside fat. So from a longevity perspective, what I would say is that lifestyle interventions like strength training, optimizing your diet and protein and sleep should absolutely be explored first before jumping for these medications. And our next question is on a voice note.
Hi, Dr. Nick. My name's Elena, 48, and I've been overweight for most of my adult life. I'm considering weight loss injections, but I don't want to lose muscle or compromise my strength as I get older. I play rugby regularly, but would never pass a BMI test. But I do feel healthy. Would appreciate any advice. Thanks.
Okay, so even though BMI is still used as a measure of being over or underweight, it's not actually regarded as being very accurate because it doesn't distinguish between muscle and fat. And this is a problem because an athletic person like yourself with a high muscle mass can fall into the overweight category whilst they're actually metabolically healthy. So what matters much more is looking at body composition, your waist circumference, your metabolic markers, blood pressure, insulin sensitivity, things like that. Because if you're active and you're strong and you're metabolically healthy, BMI alone should not drive weight loss treatment decisions, which is exactly why it's important to have a proper consultation with a doctor to look at the whole picture first.
Dr. Nicola's second opinion.
In each bonus episode, I'm going to summarize the important points that we've been talking about in this episode. So if you feel like they're relevant to you, you can try some of these things at home to help with your own biological age. And we call this section Dr. Nick's Quick Fix.
Dr. Nick's Quick Fix.
So here are my three takeaways for this episode. Number one, look at lifestyle first. Look at nutrition, strength training, sleep, and stress management because they are all foundational. Medication does not replace biology. Number two, consult a doctor. Find someone who takes a full medical history, who will explain the risks, monitor you properly, and reviews your treatment regularly. Number three, If you do decide that weight loss drugs are for you, then make sure you still eat a balanced diet, prioritizing protein and lots of nutrient-dense foods. Now, these medications can be powerful tools. But as I always say, if you are going to make major changes to your lifestyle, make sure that you talk it through with a medical professional to make sure it's right for you.
Dr. Nick's Quick Fix.
Thank you so much for joining me and for your questions. And I'll be back on the sofa with Catherine very soon. And we'll also return with bonus episodes of Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion throughout the series.
If you can't get enough Dr. Nicola in your life, she will be back with us very soon on the What's My Age Again sofa as we reveal another celebrity's biological age. Get in touch on the socials if you've got a question, and we'll answer them in a future episode of Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
Metabolic. Metabolic.
A Rayo Original Podcast.